Could I ask Mr. Bridgen and Mrs. Elphick to confine their remarks to 6 minutes, please? Mr. Bridgen.
Thank you, Sir Roger. It's a pleasure to serve on your chairmanship. I'll try and curtail my remarks to 6 minutes. However, this is a hugely important debate, overdue. And what we do know is that those people who've questioned the efficacy or safety of the vaccines have generally been cut down, cancelled, and that's why this is so important. I don't claim to be any sort of expert, but my degree a long time ago was in genetics, behaviour and biochemistry, and science works by challenge, and what we do know is that the science behind these vaccines has not been allowed to challenge. A study in the Journal of American Medical Associations published included 7,806 children aged 5 or younger who were followed for an average of 91.4 days after their first Pfizer vaccination. The study shows that 1 in 500 children under 5 years of age received a Pfizer mRNA messenger ribonucleic acid COVID vaccine were hospitalised with a vaccine injury, and 1 in 200 had symptoms ongoing for weeks or months afterwards. This is what the study has found. Would the Minister, in response, outline what the government's current policy on vaccination and boosters is, and also outline what our current policy for the vaccination of children is? So 0.5% of the children, so 40 out of the 7,806, had symptoms that were still ongoing, so that it was of unknown significance at the end of the trial. That was a 2 to 4 month follow-up period. So 0.5% of the children had an adverse effect that lasted for weeks or months. Two cases that the symptoms were confirmed to have lasted longer than 90 days. Given this evidence, perhaps the Minister can explain to us why we're vaccinating healthy children who are at minimal risk from COVID. And surely this is in breach of the Hippocratic Oath, to do no harm. We're not in a situation where we can ask young people to risk their lives to protect older people. That's, in a civilised society, that can't be the way it works, Sir Roger, at all. According to The Independent, in April this year, more than 1,200 claims have been made to the Vaccine Damages Payment Scheme, which entitles successful applicants, as my right honourable friend for the member for Christchurch pointed out, for £120,000 if a causal link between vaccination and severe reaction culminating in injury or death is proven. Does the Minister recognise these figures? Sarah Moore, a lawyer who represents 95 families seeking claims, said her clients felt silenced and ignored, adding that they cannot speak about vaccine harm or linked injuries without being accused of being anti-vax. What's the Minister's view on victims being labelled as anti-vaxxers? The Department of Health and Social Care commissioned research through the National Institute of Health Research. £1.6 million has been allocated for a programme to understand the rare condition of blood clotting with low platelets following vaccination for COVID-19. Does the Minister think this is sufficient? And is there sufficient breadth of investigation, considering all the things we're finding out about these vaccines? Where's the cost-benefit analysis by age group for the vaccines, given the risks that they carry, especially as the pharma companies are now admitting that the vaccination does not impact on transmission? And did the government, at the time of the mandating vaccines for care workers and NHS workers, know that the vaccines had not been tested to whether they actually prevented transmission at the time the mandates were brought in? The Florida Department of Health, Sir Roger, conducted an analysis through self-controlled case series, which is a technique originally developed to evaluate vaccine safety. This analysis found that there is an 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death, amongst males 18 to 39 within 28 days following a messenger ribonucleic acid vaccination. And with a higher level of global immunity to COVID-19, the benefit of vaccination is likely outweighed by this abnormally high risk of cardiac-related death amongst men in this age group. The recommendation now in Florida is that they do not have vaccination of any male under the age of 40. Studying the safety and efficacy of any medications, including vaccines, is an important component of public health. That's the Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph Lodarpo, Far less attention has been paid to safety, and the concerns of many individuals have been dismissed. And these are important findings that should be communicated to all Floridians. I would suggest, Sir Roger, these are important findings that should be transmitted to everyone who's had a vaccine or is contemplating having a booster. I also had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Azeem Malhotra last week at the APPG launch, and he made a very, very strong case that up to 90% of adverse vaccine reactions are actually not even being reported. And finally, I wish I had longer to speak. Finally, the excess deaths we're suffering at the moment in this country, across Europe and in the Americas. What analysis is the government making of these excess deaths? But even a casual glance at the data shows that there's a very strong correlation between vaccine uptake and the level of excess deaths being found in that country. Surely we must have an investigation. These are tens of thousands of people who are dying more than we're expected. It's really, really important. And I think if we don't get this right, no one's going to believe we're going to lose trust in politicians, and we're going to lose trust in our medicine and our medical system. Thank you very much.
Natalie Elphick.